Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It was awesome. I mean, offense set the tone. And I told them on Tuesday that when we scored, we were going to go up two scores because I felt like we had the two-point conversion that we could get. And it should have been a walk. I got to watch it on tape. Somebody must have come off the double team because really just, I mean, it was there. So, you know, did a great job. We booked the one guy, and Clay did a good job, and Nolan did a good job. But, you know, that was big because they put us up two scores, and then it was 15, and now you're three scores in that situation. So then it was 18. So I thought they were kind of chasing that for a little while, but it just set the tone. I mean, the fourth down conversions, the 2-point there, just a really, you know, great job. And then the stop on downs. And we had a couple stops on downs. Obviously, the two takeaways really just kind of fed each other.
Well, Clemson gets their get-right game. A big win for the Tigers over Florida State Saturday, 24-10, where Clemson, as Dabo Swinney said, went up 18 points. Florida State came back, made it 18-7. Clemson scored three in the third quarter, held Florida State in the third to zero, and then both teams added on three more in the fourth quarter. But nonetheless, a big win. The fourth win of the season for the Clemson Tigers. Welcome in the Wire to Wire. I'm Cole Bryson. Diesel is under the weather today. He was actually under the weather on Friday, but I will give him a big shout out. He worked Friday, even though he was sick, but he was under the weather today and just could not make it in. So if you don't mind, send your thoughts and prayers to Diesel to get a little better. I talked to him about an hour ago, and he doesn't sound good. He does not sound good. So give him some, send him some prayers, thoughts, and some DayQuil, and maybe he'll get back to full strength. But I'm riding solo with you on this Overreaction Monday. So good to be with you, and boy, do we have a loaded show today, or what? Because I'm riding solo, would love to hear from you at 844-326-3663. The Hub City Spartan Burgers text line's there for you. The phone lines are open as well. We got a lot to get into. Clemson, college football from the weekend, top 25, Daily Wires, a little high school football if we have time. I've got upset pick standings hot off the press from the one and only Dan B, who I already see in the stream, along with 32 other Tolos where you can watch the show. Also, Grayson Mann, TigerNet.com, his weekly spot on these airwaves at 422. At 445, I'll tell you why we'll be off tomorrow. And also want to give a big shout out to a special group of people at 445. Overreaction Monday coming up at 5 o'clock. We'll talk to Nate Garner at 522 on the show. And then at 545, the final segment of the show today, only a 3-hour show today because We have the Furman basketball pregame show at 6 o'clock, and Dan Scott, the play-by-play voice of the Paladins, will join us at 5:45 to talk a little Furman basketball, a tough weekend for Furman football over the weekend, but nonetheless, it's a slam-packed, jam-packed day, if you will. Oh, and we've also got to get to a firing in the NFL. Brian Daboll fired as the Giants head coach. If you didn't see that, that news broke just a little while ago. And Brian Daboll was 21-41-1 in four seasons, a 2-8 start for the third straight season, and that was enough to get Brian Daboll canned. Again, welcome in if you just tuned in on this Overreaction Monday. So good to be with you. And Clemson fans, want to hear from you. 844-FAN-PHONE. That's 844-326-3663. A big win for the Tigers over the weekend. You heard that audio from Dabo Swinney just a few minutes ago talking about the big win, answering some questions. We'll get back to some of that audio in a few minutes, but nonetheless, it's a good get-right game for the Tigers. We know what the season has been for Clemson in 2025, but man, you needed that one Saturday just to keep the morale together, keep the morale up, and that's exactly what happened. You know, I said on Friday, Diesel and I were talking about it. When you look at this season altogether as a whole in 2025, you don't want the end of the season to sour just like the first part of the season soured. You want to be able to have some substance to take away from the latter part of the season, finishing strong, finishing strong, finishing strong. How many times did we hear that from Dabo Swinney? And I'll be honest with you, I multiple times thought to myself, well, we kept hearing or we keep hearing Dabo talking about finishing strong, and man, he said that a million times. When's that actually going to happen? When is that actually going to happen? It didn't happen in the past couple of weeks. Didn't happen against SMU. Certainly didn't happen against Duke. That collapse, right? Offensively, you played well. But, man, I really thought Clemson played well on Saturday. And I know I joked about it on Twitter, and I was kidding, but it's just funny that Brent Venables was on the sideline being a dad Saturday, and all of a sudden Clemson's defense showed up. I joked about it on Twitter. I think I, you know, quoted a picture of Brent Venables down there in his orange and said, man, did somebody give Brent Venables the headset? Is somebody letting this guy call plays? Is somebody letting this guy call the defense? It certainly felt that way, didn't it? It felt like that old Clemson defense. And I talked about it on Friday that the defenses of Brent Venables that used to play with that edge and play with that passion and play with that swagger, You Tolos out there heard us talk about it on Friday. I wanted to see that passionate defense back. And man, you saw that defense. You saw it. And I know it's a bad Florida State team. They're 4-5 on the season, 1-5 in the ACC. They fooled us a little bit out of the gate, right? Because of the win over Alabama. But since then, they've been horrific. So you can take it for what it's worth. A lot of people out there will say, Cole, don't give them too much praise. It was a win over a bad Florida State team. A lot of people will say, hey, I'm on the other end of the spectrum. A win's a win. This year, we'll take a win any way we can get it. I do find myself somewhere in the middle. Yes, it's been a horrible season. Yes, Florida State's not good. But at the same time, two things can be true. Clemson looked good Saturday. Now, did they look perfect on Saturday? Certainly not. Certainly plenty of areas for Clemson to improve. Especially down the stretch. As I watched that game, I thought to myself down the stretch, man, Clemson, a few too many 2-3 and 4-5 and outs that ended in a punt. And I'm saying that tongue in cheek when I say 2 and out. It felt like 2 and out. A lot of short drives is my point there toward the end of the game. So a big win. Yes, you can be better. Yes, Clemson has to be way better going forward, but nonetheless, when Clemson was down, when everybody thought Clemson was out, I was pretty impressed. And Tolos, I'd love to hear from you if you think I'm overreacting a little bit and how impressed I was with the Clemson's performance on Saturday. Maybe you think I am, and that's fine. But I'll tell you this. From what I saw on television, I wasn't there. I watched the TV broadcast. I was a bit surprised at the environment Saturday. If you were at the game and were there, I'd love to hear from you. Again, at 844-FAN-PHONE, I will say, I was a little bit surprised on just how incredible the environment was. And we all know what kind of season Clemson's had. And there's a lot of people that sold tickets last week. I saw a lot of ticket sales online, on Facebook, you name it. I think last week I saw more Clemson fans selling tickets than I had in a very long time. However, I go back to what Graham Neff tweeted out over the weekend, and I thought this was a very telling tweet as well. Graham Neff, the athletic director of Clemson, said, "Just a big shout out to the Clemson family. Clemson keeps showing up. It's the people. It's the tradition. It's the unwavering belief in who we are, our values, and what we can become. Always proud to be a Clemson Tiger, but yesterday, that was special. Thank you, Clemson family." Again, that was tweeted out by Graham Neff, along with a couple of pictures, you know, of Death Valley, of Memorial Stadium. And you know what, man? I know it's a win over Florida State. I know Florida State's not that good of a team, but let me tell you, you needed that one. You needed that game on Saturday. And again, the defense looked really good. And Dabo Swinney said it. The offense set the tone. Cade Klubnik, like I said on Friday, I want to see this team play with a little heart, play with a little fire, play with a little passion, right? And the fact of the matter is, Cade Klubnik's not fully healthy, but he's going out there and he's fighting, he's competing, just like Deshaun Watson did when he was the quarterback of the Clemson Tigers, just like you saw him do with a pretty much a torn ACL. Against South Carolina, he showed up, he fought, he played, he had that desire, that passion, and that's what I saw from Clemson on Saturday that did give me a little bit of hope. And again, you can tell me until the cows come home, and I get it. Florida State is not good, but neither is Clemson this year. And Clemson has shown us, they've given us a lot of sample size, many, many opportunities to where we look at them and say, huh, they were the better team on paper, we thought, but they laid an egg. They didn't perform. They didn't live up to those expectations. But I think they did on Saturday. They ran the ball well at times. I thought they ran the ball. I thought they ran the ball well, especially in the first two and a half quarters. Adam Randall, 48 yards. Gideon Davidson, 10 for 39. The only touchdown was from Cade Klubnik on the touchdown rush, right there at the goal line. But my whole thing is, when you watched Clemson Saturday towards the very end of the game, I thought they kind of went away from the run game a little too early. You go back and look at those, you know, those drives in the fourth quarter there. Several punts. I thought they could have been better. I thought they could have finished better. But I will say nonetheless, I like what I saw, especially from Antonio Williams. 6 receptions, 62 yards and a touchdown. Averaging 10.3 a reception. Man, I'll tell you this. Are Clemson fans going to miss that guy or what? I mean, are Clemson fans going to miss that guy when he graduates or leaves for the NFL? Oh, my gosh. Antonio Williams, I'm telling you, people just don't understand how much Clemson is going to miss that talent. He is going to be a very good NFL receiver in my mind. Now, on the flip side,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Deuce Robinson, we talked about him on Friday with a play-by-play voice of Florida State. 9 receptions, 124 yards, big play threat, average 13.8 per reception. Randy Pittman Jr., he had 2 big receptions, only 2 receptions on the day, but 47 yards, right? His longest was a 35-yarder. McCoy, 4 for 46 and a touchdown. But the real story for Florida State is the missed opportunities, the what-ifs, the drops, right? And that was for me the biggest blemish that Florida State had on Saturday. Now, Tommy Castellanos put the ball on the turf, right, on the grass. We know what happened there, and he could have been better. He was, let's see, he finished today 21 or 23 of 43, 250, a touchdown, an interception. Not a great day, a QBR of 38.0. So, again, quarterback play for Florida State wasn't better than average. It wasn't even, I'd say it was probably average quarterback play to below average. But nonetheless, those drops that Florida State had were critical. And I mean, oh my word, you're talking about the potential of game-changing drops. I just never seen anything like it. And by the way, Florida State didn't have a run game. 11 rushes for Tommy Castellanos, 31 yards. Singleton Jr., 6 for 28. They could not run the ball. They couldn't run the ball. And again, credit to Clemson's defense. You go out and get that 18-0 lead. That's a big way to start that game. And I was overall impressed by how Clemson played. Jeff R. says, cool to meet you this weekend. Cole, good to meet you as well, Jeff. Appreciate you stopping by on Friday night. It was good to see you, and hope to see you again soon. We were hanging out after some high school football on Friday over in Simpsonville. We'll talk a little high school football later in the show, but let's get back to Dabo Swinney and what he said postgame.
We can have a good finish.
Was that something you guys saw on film with the 2-point?
Yep.
Was it just like wanting to set the tone?
No, it was just there. Yeah, it was just there. Yeah, it was just something that we'd like, you know, this is there. We might as well take it. So.
Did Cade get hurt against Duke?
Yeah. The corner cat that got us, hit him right in the thigh and he could hardly walk. He was swollen up. He really couldn't even practice much. He got just a little bit better each day. Did nothing Monday, hardly anything Tuesday. A little bit on Wednesday, a little bit more on Thursday, he's just a relentless competitor, and I'm just proud of his leadership. Kid plays with a lot of joy, plays with a lot of toughness, and he's taking care of the football. That's the other thing. It's back to back weeks we've taken care of the ball, and it was good to get some turnovers tonight, and again good to get some sacks. Avion. Had 2 sacks with the corner blitzes. Sammy had a sack. Helt had a sack. Jeremiah, Kobe had a sack. Come with a couple of those, you get credited sack because he ran out of bounds or something. But just 6 sacks, that was big for us to be able to get that done. And then 6 of 18 on 3rd and 4th down was a good job.
Looked like there were a couple plays. Cade could have had big plays with his legs if he was 100%. But, yep. Like the throw to Bentoncourt in the end zone there. But
Yeah. We'd like to have seen him run that. It's a miracle that he was even out there running at all. I think he'll get better. I think it's one of those things getting better each day. So I'd say he might be a little sore tomorrow, but probably by Monday he'll be even better.
Coach, last 6 games, offense is averaging over 450 yards a game. Cade, 13 total touchdowns, and just 2 turnovers in his last 5 games. You feel like the offense is hitting their stride at the right time of the season?
Yeah, that's kind of, again, what we envisioned coming into this thing and just miscued on some stuff early on. But, yeah, they're really playing well. I mean, honestly, it played pretty good at Georgia Tech. We had the 2 turnovers that were critical. Played pretty good, especially in the second half against Syracuse. Did some great stuff against SMU, even though Cade didn't play. we've been fairly productive, but I thought North Carolina, Boston College, we kind of hit a little rhythm. And, obviously the Duke game, we did a lot of good stuff in that game from an offensive standpoint. But
Here's what
so that was Dabo Swinney postgame. And sorry for the ad there, by the way. I'll say this about what Dabo said. He was asked a question there about the offense kind of hitting their stride at the right time. You know, the offense is playing well. There's no doubt about that. And the offense is, I believe, getting better. As you saw the last couple of weeks, I thought they played well at times against SMU with Fasina back there. And then they get Cade back last week against Duke. Thought they played well last week. I the defense gave up 109 points, it felt like, against Duke. And certainly that had a lot to do as to why they couldn't get the job done. But this week, it was more what? It was more complimentary. We've talked about many, many times this year, and I've said it. I think Clemson's biggest flaw, one of their biggest flaws in 2025, was the fact that they just cannot play complimentary football. They have not been able to play complimentary football. When the defense shows up, the offense doesn't. When the offense shows up, the defense doesn't. So I think that's been the biggest flaw this year. And look, hopefully they can continue to piece that together. But certainly complimentary football down the stretch is important. Yes, you do want to be playing your best football, especially offensively right now. But the bad part about it is, and again, not trying to be Debbie Downer here, but What are you playing for now? A bowl game, I guess. And that's still not going to set well with fans. So while you're happy and grateful that your offense is hitting its stride and playing well heading into the latter part of the season with only a few games to go, the reality of it is you're not playing for what you thought you would be playing for this time of year. So it still does make it disappointing. Does Saturday's win help? Sure, it helps. That's a big win. And anytime you can get a win over a conference opponent, that's a big get. And you don't have to go into next season with that stat looming around for another entire offseason about Clemson not defeating a Power Four opponent at home in over a calendar year. You can finally get that horribly messy stat off the paper, right? And I tell you what, it's just it's one of those things where you look and you say, yes, they're playing well. Yes, it seems like they're getting better. But I think the biggest thing I would say, the biggest thing I would advise is don't allow this recency bias. Don't allow this recent success down the stretch. If you're a Clemson fan, don't allow that to allow you to forget about what happened in the first part of the season. Because the fact of the matter is, not trying to be Debbie Downer, the fact of the matter is, there's still a lot of changes that need to happen on this staff. There's still a lot that needs to happen this offseason. So, yes, it's great to win. Yes, you want to win conference games, but that doesn't mean all of a sudden everything's fine and dandy. That doesn't mean, oh, it's all good in the hood. No, there's still a lot of things, a lot of issues that need to be fixed, even if they were to win out. Even if they were to win out, and Clemson fans out there might not agree with me on that, but even if Clemson was to win out, you still aren't in a position where you can say, oh, well, we won out, everything's fine, we won four or five in a row, we made a bowl game, yada, yada, yada. It's all good now. So there's nothing to be worried about, nothing to be concerned about. I think you're in a spot where, yes, you still want to win, but you also have to remember that, hey, we could be winning. We could have been winning like this all season, but for whatever reason, we weren't able to do so. So my point being, you still have to address those needs. On the Hub City Spartanburgers text line, Percy says, Cole, thank you for the upset pick recommendation last week. You said the Missouri State versus Liberty for 7.5 was intriguing. Percy, I guess you're welcome on that. It's a shame that I gave you the recommendation for the upset pick, but I didn't take that game myself. That's embarrassing. That's really, really embarrassing. I will say my upset pick was not close to hitting, and I mean wasn't close. So unfortunately, I'm back to square one in the upset picks challenge. I've lost 3 or 4, maybe even 5 weeks in a row now. I do have those standings. I'll get to those and post them online at the Fan Upstate coming up very, very soon. But let's continue the college football conversation. Take a look at the top 25 of the AP poll. What else happened this weekend? Tolos, did you get your YouTube TV issue resolved? I'll give you an update on what I had to do next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.